Hey, backstage. I feel like I haven't been doing as much on backstage as I've wanted to, and of course I came back down from a challenge, so I am going to do the accent challenge and the dirty words. Sorry if I don't know if I sound off. I don't know. My nose is stuffy. I've been dealing with horrible allergy, almost flu-like symptoms for about a week now, but I am done. I feel a lot better, so even though my nose is still a little bit stuffy, maybe I'm a tad bit off, but I definitely want to get back into things. I'm tired of not doing things and not being able to record audio, so I figured why not start out with this challenge. So my username is Texan Blonde. I am from Texas. The following words: ant, roof, route and root. I say both because for me they're two different things. Theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both again. Probably Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, gif. I don't know why I said gif. I'm sorry, gif. I'm overthinking. Cracker Jack, doorknob, and envelope. Envelope. I think I say envelope most of the time. Envelope. Envelope. What's it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? You TP it. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? A Coke or a soda. I call gym shoes sneakers or tennis shoes or tennies, because I'm weird. I call them tennies. What do you call your grandparents? Grandma and grandpa, I guess. What do you call a wheeled contraption? A buggy. You use a remote controller to change the TV channel. Choose a book and read a passage from it. I did not prepare. I literally just opened up the challenge and started recording because I have to go to work soon. But I wanted to do this. Okay, give me a second and I will. Do you think you have an accent? Yes. End an audio post by saying any three words. Okay, well, I'm going to be doing Ray's alternative one. So, let me get a book first. Oh, I'm sorry, but at least it's making this audio longer, I guess, because I talk fast. I'll read from this book because I really like this book. It's called Complications. It's a surgeon's note on an imperfect science. It's by Atul Gawande. Okay, I just literally just opened it up. At a hospital, we convene every Tuesday at 5 o'clock in a steep plush amphitheater lined with the oil portraits of the great doctors whose achievements we are meant to live up to. All surgeons are expected to attend, from the interns to the chairman of surgery. We're also joined by medical students doing their surgery rotation. An M&M can include almost 100 people. We file in, pick up a photocopied list of cases to be discussed, and take our seats. The front row is occupied by the most senior surgeons, terse, serious men, now out of their scrubs and in dark suits, lined up like a panel of senators at a hearing. The chairman is a presence in the seat closest to the plain wooden podium from which each case is presented. In the next few rows are remaining surgical attendings. These tend to be younger, and several of them are women. The chief residents have put on long white coats and usually sit in the side rows. I join the mass of the residents, all of us in short white coats and green scrub pants, occupying the back rows. So yeah. Complications by Atul Gawande. It's a good book. I really like it. Anyway, so the naughty words that I'm going to end it with are cock, pussy, teasing little bastard, dick, penis, vagina, baby, fuck, fucking, hell, spanking, clipped, cunt, horny as fuck me harder, mistress, master, sir, miss, daddy, slut, cum slut, your fuck toy, cream pie, anal, fuck my ass, I fucking love your cock, baby, I fucking love your pussy, baby girl, beg for my pussy, beg for my cock, please, thank you, fuck me, dirty little whore, get on your knees right fucking now, you dirty boy, you filthy girl, you're mine, my good boy, my good girl. So yeah, sorry. It's literally just all running together and I don't know where the brakes are. But yeah. So yeah. This is 5 minutes. I guess that's long enough. Thanks for listening, guys.